All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Broker to Broker podcast. This is the first episode of this season, and I was sitting there and I'm like, okay, we need to kick this off. We need to kick it off in a good way. Who can we get on here that's just going to start out with a bang? So before I introduce that person, I'm your host. I'm Mark Summers. I'm the president of AIM. But this guest today, he has been sending shockwaves, but you know what? I knew it was going to happen, and he stayed the course. He's been absolutely phenomenal. He's been there for the community, and if you haven't been able to reach out to him, or you need just some questions, you know, you have questions or you need some questions answered, I'm telling you, go to him. He's probably going to kill me for saying that, but that's okay. But today, listen, I am going to be interviewing our new CEO of AIM, Jonathan Haddad. John, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me, man. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm sure we'll touch base and dial into it. And no, I don't mind you telling people to reach out. I've already had a lot. I actually probably owe a bunch more people phone calls. So this has been a fun journey so far, and we'll continue to push forward.
That's awesome. That's awesome. No, I mean, from my standpoint, I mean, knocking it out of the park. You know what I mean? I know there's some controversial things going on within our industry, you know, and I always take it back to people are just hurting. You know what I mean? And you know, if we were in a refi boom, probably half these questions would never be asked, but questions are good. So I'm going to lead right into that. How was your transition?
So I'll tell you this, the first couple weeks were fun, to say the least. That was just different, but look, change is not, a lot of people don't like change at all. Obviously people going after just not going after, but they're having questions about me, my business, Nextdoor Lending. So kind of getting through all of that was a bit more overwhelming than I anticipated it was going to be. So part of that was a little more overwhelming than I had anticipated it to be. And so understanding how to navigate through that and just realizing that, look, like you said, a lot of people are hurt. It's been a really tough 2 years. So what's the best way to go get in front of it is by getting in front of it. So a lot of phone calls, understanding the dynamics of Nextdoor Lending and AIM, really working through those variants have been a lot of fun. Time management has been a really, really big deal, especially with twins at home that are 6 months old. So my admin, God bless her, Holly, she's been amazing. The AIM team has been huge, the way they've connected. Really, one of the biggest shifts for me has been using Calendly a lot. Usually I'll just take the meeting and jump on and yeah, let's have a phone call. I just can't operate like that anymore because of my time restraints. So sending people to Calendly has been weird, but overall, man, like I love every second of it, as psychotic as that sounds. I just feel like I'm learning a lot. I'm also being able to connect with all the vendor partners that we have, plus all the lenders at a high level. People don't realize how valuable that is, especially for me. You're just learning so much about the space and the industry. I've only been in the mortgage space 11 years, 5 years on the broker channel. So to have this kind of just, quick knowledge drop on you has been a big, big deal for me. And plus, the community's been great. I mean, they really have. They've been super supportive, a majority. Some still have questions, rightfully so. But just the big players really have in my back, reaching out. I'm getting videos from people supporting. And we're really seeing a lot of cool changes and moving in the right direction. So that's been awesome.
Yeah, but I'm gonna echo what you just said there. That first couple of weeks, woof, it tested me. I'm not going to lie. I never knew how much I cared until those couple weeks. But then, I think you've done absolutely phenomenal. I think that, I think at that time people needed a new voice, you know, Katie did a great job. And, but I also think that people gravitate towards you quite a bit more, you know what I mean? So, and it's not a knock on her by any means. It's just you're a broker and people are hurting and she's going to do great things with the back. And, you know, we're all going to live on and we're all going to do great things together. But, in your eyes, I know obviously you and I have pretty much talked pretty much every day ever since we appointed you. But at that time, like what I know your vision has changed, but what do you really see the vision for AIM being? Like what do you want it to be?
Look, for me, one of the couple things. One, I want us to be an environment where we're focused on actually helping each other push forward and focusing on business. And I keep using this analogy quite a few times, but like the more we focus on the negativity or the more we focus on like bad things that happen, you're just less likely to be bought into the broker channel. I'm just a believer in that. And so revamping the way we're posting on the Brokers Are Better Facebook group has been a really big deal. And we're finding success and wins. You can actually go search it for yourself. Anybody can. Go look at the way we are replying now to comments and giving you real tangible information. I've spent a lot of time giving people my scripts, giving people everything I have from a structure standpoint. A lot of the community has as well. One of the people that we had a potential issue with up front, he's been amazing. I've talked to him a lot. Matt Burkhead, I mean, I'll just mention the name, right? We're all friends here. We're talking about transparency. I've talked to him so much, even watching him engage with people, really helping propel us forward. So vision number one is really revamping the Brokers Are Better Facebook group to be a place that's in the most positive light possible and not some Reddit thread. That's just what we're going to stay away from, whether people like it or not. That's up to you to like it or not. All I know is when you focus on positivity and you focus on winning, it becomes a little bit easier to actually have that mindset. Number two, revamping our packages for membership. So from starter, premium, elite, VIP. I just posted about it today, posted last week in the VIP group that we have as well. We are really, really attacking the vendors. And when I say attacking, just asking for a bit more, right? Where we can give back to the community and making sure the community is leveraging all of these things. I think one of the things we want to really hone in on is, hey, if you do have an issue, no problem at all. But when we're giving you solutions, we want you involved in those solutions and not just complaining about things that are going wrong, but also getting involved when things are going right to have your voice. This isn't just a place where you just get to complain constantly and not actually try to push towards changes. That's the challenge that I would put on the broker community. And it's not everybody, but for those of you that are focusing more on the negative side, how can we start helping you shift your focus to more of the positivity and a lot of the great changes that we are making with inside of the community? And then plus Fuse is around the corner. I'm hoping the speaker, we can announce that super soon. I know Jen Leonard, I won't give any names out just yet, but we have an amazing speaker for this event. Contracts are sent out. Once signed, we can get that out to the group. And that's been a lot of fun to see the traction on that.
Yeah, no, Fuse. I'm very excited for Fuse this year. Unfortunately, I couldn't be at Fuse last year, had a little issue. But the fact that it's moving venues and getting away from that Vegas side of things and all the distractions that Vegas brings, I think New Orleans, trust me, I know what goes on there too. But I think we're gonna be more dialed in because really I think people need more help than ever now. And you know, that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna help these originators get more business.
And you know, Mark, to drive that point home, and we haven't talked about it much, but this is a huge focus of ours, and you're kind of seeing the seeds being planted. One of my biggest beliefs is the streaming community, hence us using StreamYard. But after COVID, a lot of these companies like Twitch and Kick, they've given out billions of dollars to these streamers. And what that world is basically you tapping into somebody's life and seeing what they do. So my whole concept and our whole concept is, why don't we have that for the business sector? We have an amazing group of 16,000 members in this Facebook group. What you're going to start seeing a lot more of is us going live. So perfect example, imagine that the day before, it could be me in this instance, but imagine I have a real estate meeting that I do on Saturdays with one of my biggest agents. Imagine I say, hey, I'm going live in this Facebook group. And then you as a broker, maybe you're a newer broker, or maybe you need a revamp or a refresh, you get to see me interact live. It won't just be me. We have a few other people we've reached out to that are going to be going live inside the Facebook group, Brokers Are Better. So we can show you, hey, here's how I do a real estate meeting. Here's how I overcome objections. I do business plans with my agents. Here's how you have that conversation. So having real life conversations on Facebook Live where you can't hide anything, you're just streaming, I think that's going to be a really big deal into our shift and our focus moving forward, especially inside the Brokers Are Better group. I believe people are going to absolutely eat that up and love it because now you're getting the real raw content of what it's like to actually have these meetings, put them together. The amount of questions that we get on, first time I'm meeting with an agent, what should I say? You don't have to guess anymore. Here are the live videos of actually what people are doing. So that's going to be a huge shift for us.
No, I mean, even the kids, I mean, trust me, I mean, there's going to be this younger generation that are going to come through our industry. That's what these kids do now. They watch these streamers. Hell, my kids do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know what it does, though, is it's not a foolproof plan, but what it does is it gives them ideas of how hard people are actually working and sometimes how we just need to get off our ass sometimes and do the uncomfortable things that are going to help, you know, get us more deals, basically, is what it boils down to.
100%, man. I'm the biggest believer in that, and I really am hoping that's going to be a nice shift in focus.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, let me shift gears on you here. We got something this week, and I want you to explain it to us in your own words, John. But this week, we're going to be kicking off Home Buyer Awareness Week. Okay, that's going on today. John, in your eyes, because you've told some very heartfelt stories about you and your family. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to bring up bad stuff, but I think I think that fuels you. Tell us what Home Buyer Awareness Week is.
Listen, there's not a doubt in my mind. I'm glad you brought that up. I don't think people always understand the intricacies of the home buying process. And especially, I'll speak for myself and my upbringing. I'm first generation Middle Eastern. You guys know my story. My dad was born in Syria, literally in a mud hut. My mom grew up a little bit outside of like Jerusalem area. And they moved around. That doesn't matter. But me learning about mortgages, what literally was not a thing at all. I had no idea what they were. Even my dad's loan, I always laugh. I'm like, I have no clue how you got this mortgage after I looked at it being in the space. It was one of those crazy loans back in the day, you know, the subprime loans. But the difficulty of getting into a house and understanding the intricacies, especially for a majority of Americans that haven't owned a home before, there's a lot that goes into it. And so for us to be the educators is more important to me than people will ever realize. I am the first in my family for a lot of things. That being one of them, understanding the home buying process, just the amount of properties I've been able to buy, how to leverage it from a tax advantage, how to set my parents up, how to have that conversation with my family where I'm now the teacher and they're the student. I'm 32 years old. The amount of value that that gives me, the amount of pride I have in that is something no one will ever take away from me. And the problem is I didn't even realize that would be a thing for me. And I believe home buyer awareness, that's where it's like, look, we can create these opportunities for people that are just like myself and many other Americans where they never thought home buying would be a potential opportunity for them, especially with their upbringing. Imagine you as an educator, a mortgage expert, you're giving them the confidence to be that first person in their family, the first person to help buy a home, the first person to change the generational wealth, you know, that gap that a lot of people suffer and deal with. Real estate is the way to do it. So home buyer awareness to me means exactly that. All you have to do for those brokers out there, you change one person's life, one, and they can set up their families forever because of how you educated that person. So don't take that stuff lightly. A lot of it has been tough for over the last few years with the amount of, let's just call it what it is. I'm not going to sit here and try and be political. AUS, running AUS right now, guys, on FHA, it's getting harder on government loans even. And if you recall 4 or 5 years ago, you ran a 30-year fix. As long as back-end DTI was under 57 for FHA and 47 on the front end, you know you were getting AE findings. Now that's not the case at all anymore. It's becoming harder. Machine learning is becoming more and more prevalent in what we're doing. And therefore, these findings are really addressing risk at the highest level possible. And for a lot of first-time home buyers in certain communities as well, it is tougher to get approved. And so what is your job? One, the first reaction for a lot of brokers that I'm seeing is frustration. I can't get approval. I can't get that. Listen, that's okay. So what do you have to do now? You have to now take a step back and you have to relearn a little bit. And there's nothing wrong with taking the time to relearn, because what is it going to allow you to do? It's going to allow you to accomplish the goal that you want, which is what? Help Americans, help families get into more homes and help them live the American dream. So take a step back. Yes, it's getting harder, but there's still ways to get it done. And so what? If it takes you an extra 30 days because you have to spend time maybe fixing something small in a credit report, who cares? This is not about low-hanging fruit. This is not 2.5% rates where you can just jump, grab the low-hanging fruit. Right now, the fruit's a little bit higher on that tree. You got to jump a little bit higher. And in order to jump a little higher, you have to practice a little bit more. So put in the time, practice more, and just remember what you're doing. You're helping people change their lives. And I hope you never lose sight of that. And that's what home buyer awareness means to me personally.
No, that's amazing. I mean, I 100% agree with you on this. And the way I heard it is that sometimes I think we really forget what we do. You know what I mean? I know we get so engulfed in like, okay, the approval process and what is my process and getting these conditions. But on the back end, what we're doing for these families mentally and just for their future, I mean, that alone, that should get you excited about a first time home buyer right away. And the other thing about it too is this, is the experience that they have and the communication that you have with these first time home buyers is going to set them up later on in life, whether or not they want to try to go get another mortgage. You know what I mean? Whether they want to go try other properties. If it was a terrible experience, you know, and you didn't set expectations up front, yeah, they're probably never going to buy another home again.
Dude, you are, Mark, you crushed something. The managing expectations, right? The experience, the process. Listen, for those out there, look, some of these loans are tougher. And there's nothing wrong with telling the agents that. What I see a lot of, especially Mark, you deal with it. First of all, huge shout out to Mark Summers handling these escalations. This guy's an absolute machine. We had one that I was like, I don't even know where to go except to Mark. It was potentially overturning a hard credit inquiry that should not have occurred. Doesn't matter who. This guy, Mark, literally got it and took it and handled it. I didn't even think you could handle stuff like that. So, Mark, first and foremost, thank you for all that you do for our people in our community. You are a behind-the-scenes type of guy that a lot of people don't realize the amount of connections and relationships you have. So, first of all, thank you. And that leads me into managing expectations. Take the time to let realtors know that if a loan's going to be difficult, here are the steps that are required to take. And I'm telling you right now, it works. They're not going to not take the deal because you said it's going to be a laydown. You know, they're not going to take the deal when you're sitting there. You're not going to lose a deal because of that is what I'm trying to get at here. Some of these houses have been on the market 60, 70 days. Don't just say you could do a 30-day closing if you know it's a down payment assistance product, client has a couple of hiccups, and it's a manual underwrite. We all know Murphy's Law, and in real estate, Murphy's Law is the truest thing that ever existed. So take the time to manage expectations, and I'm telling you, I can show you so many examples of how that helps propel you forward. So I'm glad you mentioned that as well.
Yeah, no, and thanks for the kind words. No, I just, you know, it's just like anything else, and I like helping people, and that's where I want this community to get back to. Is just literally just helping people any chance they can get. Whether, I mean, you're probably not going to get anything out of it, but the fact that you're able to help, then you create friendships. That's what it's all about for me. All right, John, I got one more topic for you, and this is a hot one, and we didn't even really plan on this one, but you know what? I think it needs to be said here, but it's about the UWM class action lawsuit. Okay. I have my own feelings about it. I posted it on Facebook. I think whoever was behind that, and I have an idea who was behind that, it backfired. I think it backfired big time. So I want to get your take on that and you know, where AIM's going to be on this and where we need to get our mindsets.
Yeah, let's be very clear here. We have UWM's back all the damn way through this thing, first and foremost, okay? This is, if you sit here and think this is an attack on UWM, you're heavily mistaken. This is an attack on the broker channel. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the easiest way for you to go see that, go look at these videos on YouTube and go look at the comments. There's comments from clients, consumers that are literally saying, I'm so glad I didn't work with a mortgage broker. This is an attempt to take a shot at the broker channel directly because of the market share that we've gained. I spent 6 years on retail and hand to God, God strike me down right now. We were having conversations in 2014. I was a year into the game where we were laughing. Okay. Laughing. At United Wholesale Mortgage, because that's what we were told to do. We were just told, oh, they're nobody. The broker space is dead. It's been spent dead forever. And I didn't know any better. I was a year into the space, so shame on me. And so now everything that I know, understanding everything that I know, oh my God, this is an absolute hit piece to try and attack the broker space directly. Nothing about UWM and just UWM. They just happen to be the biggest lender. And so that's why it came to them directly. But this is coming towards us. Consumers are going to read it. The hedge fund that put this out has $40 billion. So if you don't think they have the money and the firepower to push this and get this in front of your consumers, you're heavily mistaken, because that's what marketing like this is going to do. And so for us to see the way we've rallied together, Mark, to your point, to see the amount of support, I saw all the shares on UWM's post, all the comments, people really having the back of the broker channel, we're really going to need to come together strong on this. And I'll do you one better. Mark is the one that actually helped us sign off on this. So thank you, sir. We have gone to a company called Polygon Research, where they actually have all the HMDA data. So they're just a data company. We have our own seat. They're not putting the data together. They're just giving the data to us. We now have access to this, and we're working with the data scientist on our end here with AIM directly. We're going to extract and show you exactly the truth, the real truth about the charges, about consumers, and about how much better a mortgage broker truly is for the consumer. And we're going to fight this not with some Reddit and some BS. We're going to fight this with real data, real education, and going to make it very difficult for people to point the finger back at our channel, because we will not deal with that. And that you have my word on. I won't go to bed until this is done the right way, because we will not sit here and take this kind of BS that's coming towards our channel. So I don't mean to get too fired up about that, but it really pissed me off. Especially coming from retail like I did and hearing everything that I heard, plus the margins that we were selling back in the day. So this is enough. This is bullshit, for a lack of better words. And AIM will be coming in hot with real data, real information, and you guys will stay tuned here. We're working on this very heavily.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. This is what AIM was supposed to do. I mean, if we all go back to the 08-ish crash, you know what I mean? That happened, and the banks that gave us the products to sell then blamed us, which I still will never understand. The only thing that can go back to is that we didn't have a voice. Well, this is the voice. This is why we created AIM. You know what I mean? So we're going to use our voice now, because it is, and I'm telling you, it is an attack on brokers, because if they can attack all the brokers, yeah, maybe coming through UWM because it's the biggest piece, you know, of the broker channel. But if they can continue to attack brokers, who has to gain from this? It's retail. It's retail. Every single time, we have better rates, lower closing costs, better service. There's facts, there's stats. You're coming out with more facts and stats. We're going to put this to bed. We're going to let people know you cannot mess with us.
100%. And Mark, the thing I want to drive home, the clickbait, listen to me and go. And by the way, don't take my word. It's out there. Just go read it and go watch it. The same people that are putting this out, go watch their videos afterwards. Yes, they talk about UWM for just a brief moment, but then watch what they dissect and go into. They go into the broker itself and how brokers can facilitate and move money around, and how they're charging consumers more. Go watch it. I'm not making this up. These are the same people that released it. So, of course, UWM being at the top of it, clickbait. Everyone's going to click. But then go listen into what they're saying. It is mind-blowing, the things they're talking about the broker channel that are not factual at all. And that's where I'm going to have a major problem, and I hope you do too. And so this is something that's very near and dear to all of our hearts. And excuse my passion. I've been trying to stay as calm about this. Big thing for me is the data, which we have a lot of it. Once we can deliver all of that here over the next 2 weeks, just be prepared to really fight back with actual evidence, data, and factual information.
All right, John, let me ask you a question, a little bit of a curveball question here. What do you want our community to do right now?
I want our community to sit there and make sure that you are pushing the broker agenda. And what I mean by that is very simple. You are here for consumers, and you always have and will be here for consumers. Where you're choosing to send your business to has a lot to do with the clients that you're speaking about. And I'm going to continue to trust that you are making the right decisions. UWM already came out and said they will have your back. AIM also has your back. And in some instances, it makes a lot of sense because of whatever it might be, certain protocols, certain parameters that a loan has to go to a certain place, send the loan there and we're going to support you regardless of the situation. A small difference in cost is not making or breaking a loan. You all know that. I've been doing this for a long time. So continue to put clients where you believe is the best place for them to go. And at the end of the day, it's pretty damn simple. The broker space is the only space where consumers buying or refinancing a home should be at. So don't lose sight of that. Do not be afraid. Do not be fearful. If you're one of those brokers that got whatever this stuff is going around, no problem. We have your back. So does UWM. So does the broker channel. Continue to press forward. Do not be afraid. Stay focused on your craft and do what's right by consumers, which is what all of you have been doing to begin with.
Well said, my man. Well said. And I think that's what our community needs to do. We need to stand up for ourselves. We didn't do it last time, and look what happened. Our market share went to single digits. Now is a time we have stats. You have an association. You have mega powerhouse lenders that are willing to back you up. Listen, this is where we set the precedent now and say, next time you guys want to come with us, excuse my language, with this bullshit again, you better have your ducks in a row, because it doesn't make any sense. So no, I got fired up about this too. Right when I saw it, I was like, I was actually on vacation and I said, you've got to be kidding me right now. You know, I mean, I was on spring break and I'm like, this is such bullshit. But at the end of the day, we got your back. We got data. We got every piece of the pie that you need to fight this. So if you see those posts out there, go on them and say they're bullshit. I'm 100% want you to do that. But no, we're going to fight it and we're going to continue to do it. So John, listen, I know you're super busy. You're a time block guy. I know that. We're running to the end here. We got Fuse coming up, which is going to be amazing. Just want to give a shout out to that. You can get your tickets. We have a membership team here that can help you get your tickets, do whatever is needed. But let's just say this, John, do you have any closing remarks you want to give the community before I let you go?
You know what? I will. I've been working on this for a bit, so I don't want to go into too much detail, but look, you have to pick a mindset. You just have to. And I'm not saying your mindset has to be perfect every day. That's impossible. We deal with life and we deal with real estate. And I know how emotional things get in this journey. I'm still closing loans. I'm still 8 to 12 units a month. My goal for this year is 100 units, and I will hit my goal. I have vamped up. I have really, really structured it. And here's the biggest focus is, look, you can either A, focus on what your neighbor is doing, or B, focus on what you're doing. Everything that you do right now is a mindset shift for your future. And if you're concerned about what's happening here, what's happening in the news, what's happening outside of what you can control, it is the biggest detriment to your mindset. It really is, because God willing, you know, you get to be a mentor for people. I hope all of you get that opportunity to be a mentor for somebody. I've been very fortunate to be a mentor for a lot of individuals, and I've been mentored by some of the best people in this world. One of them's a quote right behind me here. If you are in a bad mindset, you are not going to do well long-term. So my challenge to you is this. When you're thinking about focusing on someone else's production or focusing on something that's not making you a winner, then find a few people around you that can help get your mindset back in line. And if that happens to be me, then so be it. Text me, call me, who cares? Surround yourself with winners. You already know who they are. You already know there's people dominating in your market that are more than happy to help. Find those people and get away from the BS, get away from the Reddit threads, get away from all the noise, and focus on what you can control. And the more you do that, the better you will be long term. And that's what I have as a message to the entire community.
Well said, my man. I absolutely love it. Like, as you were saying that, I was thinking of ideas like, man, maybe we do something every morning where we just get on and just be positive for 5 minutes.
So you saw the Facebook post. So what we're going to do, and I mean, I'll say it now. So I posted a poll about doing 5 a.m. Zoom calls. And I'm actually going to do two of them now. And I'll walk you through it here for those that know. So we're going to do a 5 or 6 a.m. for East Coast. And then we'll probably do a 9 a.m. for all the other, all the other time zones, just to get our people all in there. But we're going to start doing this either on a weekly or biweekly basis. I'll have more information coming out after Advocacy in Action this week.
Yeah, no, it just helps get your mindset right. You know what I mean? And a lot of it's just your mind. Yes, it's messed up out there. I understand that. But a lot of this is just your mindset. And then, you know, basically going out there and kicking that day's ass is what it boils down to. So, yes, sir. Hey, John, listen, like I said, this is the first episode of this new season. I sat there and because our great staff was like, Mark, what are we going to do? And I was like, John's got to be my first guest. He's in charge of this ship now. And, you know, I love his vision. I love his energy, his attitude, everything about it. So he's got to set the tone for us. And my man, you did it. You set the tone for this year. And I appreciate that for this, for this podcast. We're going to bring on other guests. We got some big hitters coming on. I know we do. I just started the list and I'm telling you, we're going to do it. So John, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you so much.
No problem. Brokers, if you want to get caught up on all of our past podcast episodes, please head over to aimgroup.com/broker-to-broker. You can also listen to all the Broker to Broker podcast episodes on iTunes, Spotify, Google, anywhere else you can download a podcast. Please do me a favor, rate our podcast, leave a review, subscribe to it. It helps us get the podcast out there and spread the word that brokers are better. And John, you're one of the best ones out there. So I appreciate you. Appreciate everyone that helped put this together. And listen, hopefully we get to see everyone's beautiful face at Fuse.
Thank you. Appreciate you, sir.